Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
And welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and today we have our very special guest, Freddie Zental Weaver. Freddie is the creator of the Men, Sex, and Power program, the co-founder of the Tantra Nova Institute in Chicago, and co-author of Sexual Enlightenment. He has assisted thousands of men to deepen and expand their relationship with their masculine power and intimate self. He's an internationally renowned workshop leader, relationship and sex consciousness coach, and a certified Tantra yoga teacher. He's been featured on Showtime's documentary series, Sexual Healing, and the Emmy Award-winning NBC show, Starting Over. As a prolific performer, he began touring the United States with his one-man show, Sexual Enlightenment, and recently premiered his lounge act in the style of Sinatra and Nat King Cole. His passion is to assist men to create lasting fulfillment and love in their lives, feel connected with their manhood, learn to show their intimate side in relationships, and live in a space of peace and presence so they can contribute powerfully. Welcome to the show, Freddie. I am so excited to have you here today.
That is quite an introduction, Emerald. Thank you for doing your work and inviting me on. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Well, I did take a look at one of your videos, and I was highly entertained as well as received lots of insight and excitement from that. So I want to start our time together, Freddie, with talking to you about your own calling, because I believe every man on purpose has a calling, and clearly you have a calling. So I'd love to have you share kind of the process for you about actually receiving that calling, how that came to you, and you know, when you got inspired to move in the direction that you're moving. And if you could just tell us a little bit about that story, that would be awesome.
Sure, Emerald. I'm glad to share this. Well, the work that we do here at Tantra Nova for the last 18 years started for me when I was 13 years old, living in the beautiful islands of Hawaii with my dad, who at the time was a practicing psychiatrist. And I was going through my puberty at 13 and spending a lot of time in the shower. And my father took pity on me, and so he gave me a book to read on how to integrate meditation and sex practices. So I loved it. My girlfriend loved it. And I continued to practice through college. I went to college on athletic scholarship. And after college, kept reading and doing workshops and applying these practices in my personal relationships. Professionally, I taught school for a while with the LA Unified School District. I did music professionally. I was in the theater. Then I settled in the software business for a long time, the marketing side of that, for about 15 years. When I first started, I was very excited and inspired, and then it became just a job after about 10 years. There was an opportunity. I was in San Francisco, so an opportunity opened in Chicago, so I took it. I really came here to meet Elsbeth, my partner, and that was 18 years ago. And we started at the time we had this baby, which was Tantra Nova, and thusly since we have written book, travel all over the world, work with tens of thousands of couples and individuals on how to integrate meditation, sex practices, and awareness as a vehicle to become more conscious and present in their life. And that's really been my calling for the last 18 years as a profession, and just the joy of seeing people open up to their own possibility through using sexual energetic as an intentional way to get more deeply connected to that, to our most deepest love desires.
Beautiful. Yeah, I was going to ask you if you could define for our listeners, because I'm sure there are people in some places in the world that don't know what Tantra even means. And yeah. Tantra Nova, Nova to me is new, right? So right. Can you talk a little bit about when you created, because Men on Purpose are creators, so when you created Tantra Nova, can you talk about both the creation process, like how did you come to that? Like what was the creation process? And in fact, in your case, how did you channel your sexual energy, your creative energy, into making this baby, this Tantra Nova?
Sure. Yeah, that's
and,
a lot.
And then talk about, you know, a little bit about, like, what is Tantra and Tantra Nova? What does that mean?
Absolutely. So first, Tantra Nova, Tantra New. We're Tantra New. Tantra has many variations. We've integrated the yoga of Tantra, which Tantra was one of the original yogas of the energetic body, as opposed to Hatha yoga of the physical form, which most people are familiar with. But it's all energy, and our emotions have an energy body to them. And then we've also integrated some of the Western approaches to transformation in terms of psychology and generative language, how we create our reality and language and creative self-discovery, how we discover ourselves in the creative process and music, movement, and art. And we've blended it all together in our own gestalt of transformational practice. What happens for people is, you know, when we start looking at how do we create more happiness in our life or transformation, transforming something that seems to be something we can't shift that keeps showing up in our life. So there's clearly something we don't see about what we're creating and how we're creating it. And oftentimes that stuff comes from way in the back, buried experiences. Like, I want a relationship, and maybe at some point we decided that wasn't worth being hurt anymore, or whatever it might be, as an example. Well, you know, there's lots of ways to get to that stuff through language, through therapy, through nature walks, through meditation, but none I know of really teach how to work with our sexual energy consciously to get more deeply connected to that stuff we don't see. So in our process, in our practice, what happens is, when you're in our sexual energy, whether we're doing our work or not, we're more open, loving, vulnerable, receptive. Chemically, we're changed. Oxytocin is released, endorphin, serotonin. Now, with the distinctions that we teach, which are one, conscious breathing, two, the witness state of mind, where we're watching our thoughts, and three, energy awareness, and four, intention, like I want to create beloved or work that's inspiring or a place that I love to be in or whatever it might be. What happens in that sexual energetic, again, we get more deeply connected to see what that is that we don't see energetically, emotionally, story-wise, because there's an intimate vulnerability in the sexual openness. Now, there's a self-love practice that we teach, and I teach that in the men's workshop that is given as a homework practice. Also, in our co-ed workshops, people work with their partners or with someone in the workshop that they've decided to work with. There's a clothed version and an unclothed version. And it's very powerful. I've seen so many people shift who are not familiar with meditation or yoga, and they come to this, and it's really remembering what we've forgotten, you know? It's like that womb service when we're in the womb, and it's just like very, you know, effortless, and it's just flowing, and it's just present, and we aren't taken by our stories and the total felt sense of the story and all of that. So it's very powerful. It's remembering something that we've forgotten. It's old and it's new. And it's something we're all limbically tied to. You know, if we think of sexual energy as something that without it, we wouldn't be here. And we all come from that lineage. And the kernel of that, the essence of that, is creativity and pleasure. And so when we bring consciousness to the sexual, what starts showing up outside of what seems to be the sexual is creativity and pleasure. It's like, you know, if I said, oh, well, I hate my job, 30 more years of retirement. Well, that dog doesn't hunt anymore after we start becoming conscious of what our thoughts do in terms of the feeling and the total energetic. And that's where it really starts to take hold, is we really start to own everything in our life. It's choice. It starts to open up, really.
So I just want to recapitulate a little bit of what I heard there. It sounds to me like in the process of creating Tantra Nova, you obviously used the techniques that you are now teaching to create Tantra Nova. You went into the process of being in that open, loving, and receptive state. You consciously were breathing. You were witnessing. And then out of all of that arose this desire to create this workshop, this company, this experience that you're sending out into the world. Am I hearing correctly?
That's good. You know, that's very good. Now, when Elspeth and I met, I had been doing these practices. Elspeth was on her own journey, and I had been doing these practices for many years, and I was pretty much done with the work that I was doing, the Dharma I was doing. And I was in that conversation, you know, blah, 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 blah. So it was like, this was like This was the clear path to my feeling good, to my authentic creative expression of who I was and what I could offer in the world. So in every area, it really fit. The performance stuff I'm able to do with the work as a way to inspire and share this message in an edutainment way, in addition to our seminars and intro workshops that we do. So it fit in so many ways in terms of an inspiration in my life. There was, of course, the chaos of the creative process at the beginning. You know, it's like it was crazy. We didn't know how it was going to go or if it was going to go. But Elsbeth and I were in love. We still are. And we were very excited about what we were creating. And so that's how it all started, you know. And it was in that listening, to answer your question. It was in that listening. I had been in the practice. And so it was very, very familiar to me in terms of where what I was doing. Yet it was still chaotic and risky and, you know, all of that.
Sure. All right. So when we're talking about chaos and risk, and especially bringing something new into the world, it requires a lot of courage. So I am quite sure that your practices supported the growing of your own heart muscle, right? Your own courage muscle. But I'd love to have you kind of give some immediately actionable steps for some of the people who might be listening who are being, you know, kind of getting a little bit of the calling. Maybe they're getting some of that creative energy wanting to be channeled in a certain way, and yet the heart center is not fully open or activated or you know, in that place where it's ready to say yes and go in wholeheartedly. Is there something in your body of work that you could give to our listeners to help them to exercise that courage muscle or to open up that courage muscle? Or can you talk about your own exercising of your courage muscle?
Absolutely. So I would start with one of our foundational meditative practices, and you'll find this in most meditations, which is breathing, conscious breathing. And I can share a very short meditation with your listeners right now. Just take a minute.
Sure.
So let's try it. So put a hand on your belly and sit up straight as you're comfortable on your sit bones. Your eyes can be open, closed, or soft focus. Bring your awareness to your breath, following your breath into your nose, down your trachea, lungs, extending into your diaphragm and belly like a big balloon on your inhalation, really filling your hand up with your belly on your inhalation. Really extended way out. And then follow with your awareness, your breath back up and out through your nose in your own pace, depth, and rhythm. We'll just do this a few more times. Watching any thoughts or conversations, interpretations, or meaning. Again, breathing into your nose, trachea, lungs, extending into your diaphragm and belly like a big balloon on your inhalation. Exhaling back up and out all in your own pace, depth, and rhythm. Let's just do it one more time. Feeling the rise of your belly in your inhalation. Flattening of your belly on your exhalation through your nose in your own pace, depth, and rhythm. Beautiful. Slowly bringing your awareness back into the space. So that is parasympathetic breathing. And if you just check in with yourself to just, you know, how do your body feel, any conversations or stories. And in that kind of breathing, a couple of things arise. One, we start to become the witness of our story or conversation. We become very present to how busy our mind is. And, you know, people say, oh, I can't meditate, my mind's too busy. And the mind is always going to be busy. We can't stop it. But we can learn to watch the story. And in doing that, we don't get what we call the total felt sense of the story, which is, you know, the tightened back or the rushing heart rate or the high blood pressure or all of those total felt senses that can happen with an ongoing upset story. So, and also we oxygenate our body more efficiently. We produce more oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins, the feel-good hormones. So actually breathing consciously puts our body in a chemical state of ease. So we're starting to put ourselves in a place that we can then start to move into what our deepest desires are. What do our dreams tell us? What really are we excited about? We all know these things, you know, and yet we kind of squander this life that we have, this time that we have to be really happy and give our greatest good to the world and our own life and people in our life and so on. So, you know, the core really is for people to live fully, and through that, we all benefit.
You know? Beautiful. Well, we're going to take a short break. Thank you for putting us into that beautiful state. Freddie, and we are going to be right back in just a moment. But before we go, I want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world, and I want to shout out this week to our brand new listeners in Qatar. Hello, and thank you for listening. We will be right back with Freddie Zental Weaver.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with Freddie Zental Weaver, who is the founder with his partner Elspeth of the Tantra Nova Institute. And you can find out more about Freddie and his one-man show and about the workshops that they offer at tantranova.com. And Freddie, there's also a gift that you and Elspeth have for our listeners, which they will get the link for that in the show notes. But if you would like to take a moment right now to share with our listeners what that gift is, that would be awesome.
Great. Yeah, thank you, Emerald. Yeah, this is a gift to your listeners. It's a video module that outlines some of the concepts and ideas that we've been touching on today. And my partner, Elspeth, and I are both in the video, and we talk more in depth about some of the foundational pieces that go into creating our life through working consciously with our sexual energy and ourselves. Beautiful. So I hope you enjoy it, and please take advantage and download it.
Beautiful. And that is called, can you tell us the name of the gift?
Sustaining Sexual Pleasure, I think it is.
There we go. That's a good one. So I'm sure our men on purpose around the world would like to sustain their sexual pleasure. So
yes, yes.
Make sure that you click the link in the show notes for that video gift. Sustaining sexual pleasure.
It's actually so, sustaining masculine pleasure. Sorry, I just saw it in the notes.
All right, sustaining masculine pleasure, right. Which of course, yeah, our men are going to be happy with that. So awesome. Thank you so much for that beautiful gift, Freddie. Now, I have another question for you. As you have gone through your creation process and as you go out and create more, right, you created the Tantra Nova Institute, you've created workshops, you've created now this one-man show. I would love to have you share with us a little bit about the one-man show, but I'd like to also ask you to share with our men, how do you make the choices about where you're going to channel your energy once you have kind of consciously harnessed it and said, okay, I have power here. I want to channel and direct that power in a certain direction. How do you choose? Because for me, at least, and for many of the people that I know, men and women alike, when you do tap into that intense creative energy, then all of a sudden the world opens up and there's a million, gazillion, trillion different things. Like there's an infinite number of things that you could create. So how do you kind of rein yourself in a little bit once you open up the Pandora's box of sexual energy and choose? How do you make those choices?
That's a great question, Emerald. Well, you know, I really believe that we all have been doing something our whole life that we naturally do, that we love to do. And we'll find that in, you know, the conversations we have, the work that we do, even though it might not be exactly what it is, but there's something that we have intuitively been and have been doing and who we are our whole life. And when we start doing some of the meditation practices and looking at what really feels good and feels right, you'll know where to put your energy. In working, energy is one, you know, so it's not just sexual energy or happy or sad or mad energy. But when it manifests as sexual energy, it is unique in that it's pleasurable and it can create life. So when we bring consciousness again to the sexual for men, and first of all, the first practice of that is to learn to separate ejaculation from orgasm, which can and will inform your lovemaking, and will also start to step us away as men from how this automatistic, seemingly lusting way of being runs our life, you know, from day one. Look, Ma, no hands, you know, look at my erection, you know, so, and we're run by the little head our whole life. So really in the practice for men in separating ejaculation from orgasm, we start to become more conscious in how we can really channel our sexual energy. And when we start channeling that and bringing awareness and consciousness to that, it starts to empower an opening, a deeper listening, a bravery, if you will, around what we want to be and do in this life. There's a sense of joy, colors become brighter, emotional expression becomes wider, which is another piece for men, because we're kind of taught to keep it down, hold our cards close to our vest. You know, we hug each other and cry after we've been killing each other on the battlefield or beating each other up on the gridiron, you know. And at the core for most men, we want to, you know, fight and screw, you know. So to move beyond that really requires bringing some consciousness to this sexual piece. And I believe, Emeril, I really do believe that this is really one of the primary pieces to making a spiritual quantum leap in terms of our consciousness as a humanness on the planet. And the Me Too movement and a lot of what you're seeing with a lot of these executives getting into sexual problems with all the power that they have, you know, that piece of unconsciousness, this is like telling us, wake up, wake up, wake up. So for the women, they have their work. And for the men, it starts with becoming more conscious with our sexual selves and our energy. And
Beautiful. All right. So I would like to hear from you what your greatest challenge is right now, either in your relationship or with your sexual energy or in your business, because I'm sure that, like everyone, you have some challenges. So I like to have some vulnerability on the show. What's your greatest challenge right now, Freddie?
Sure. Well, you know, Elsbeth keeps me on my toes, you know. So we're always expanding our relationship and looking at, you know, when we start a consistent complaint around any particular area, we know instinctively and reality wise that there's something to look at there. So, and in shifting it is the same stuff that most of us come up with, the fear of what's going to happen if I don't do this thing that hasn't killed me, but I hate doing, you know? So constantly looking at how to be more creative and continue to be happy and change the things that don't work to stop those conversations in the work. In my personal expansion of the business in my own life, it's continuing to work on creating something new, being inspired, not just sitting on my laurels or, you know, resting on my heels, and continue to stay on that edge of excitement and inspiration, you know, being touched, moved, and inspired, to coin a phrase, you know, about my life. And it does require some vigilance, because it's so easy to just sort of sit back and just sort of, you know, just coast along, and then the complaints start, or the, you know, and so, so that's part of what's happening there. And, you know, I'm aging and, you know, continuing to adjust how I keep my body healthy. I love to ride my motorcycle. I live in Chicago, so we've got about 5 good riding months. So I take these trips and so on, and that's all important for me.
Beautiful. Well, I have a couple more questions. One is, where do you go for support, guidance, or mentorship? And that's my kind of coaching question. Some people call it coaching. Some people call it mentorship. Obviously, you're a coach. You're a mentor to people. Most Men on Purpose that I know also have their own coaches and mentors. So where do you go to resource yourself?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm still very lucky that I have my father. He's 91. He's a retired psychiatrist, and his body is definitely tired, but his mind is still sharp as a tack. And I just saw him in LA a few weeks ago, and we always have these wonderful conversations. We'll sit and talk for like 5 or 6 hours. And he always has pearls of wisdom, and he loves what I'm doing, and we love each other very much. So I'm very lucky in that way that I have him in my life as a mentor, a friend, and a confidant. So he's one. And then I have one buddy that I, you know, go out with every now and then, probably a couple times a month, and we catch up with each other. He has a business, and so we talk about that. I have my men's workshop that I lead, and there's a men's workshop that I go and participate in as a participant. So those are some of the things that I do to keep
Beautiful. Keep open.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And so we're already at the end. It's amazing how fast these interviews go.
Oh, we're just getting started. Yeah.
So I have one more question for you. And that is, how do you celebrate when you have created, like, when, for me, the creation process is like inspiration, saying yes and choosing it, you know, channeling the energy in, getting the creation created. And then when it's created and it's functioning in the world, we have to celebrate. And so what do you do to celebrate?
Yeah. Well, it feels, Emerald, like every day is a celebration, you know. But we will, you know, Elspeth and I will have a love session, or we'll, you know, plan a trip, or we'll go out somewhere, one of the restaurants in the area we love. And we just feel good every morning, you know. So, you know, to create and feel good about that special thing, it's like every moment when I really, you know, I wake up, it's a special moment. So ideally, I keep creating and keep having special moments until the end.
Beautiful. Well, I love that you said that you have a special love session, because I would have expected that.
Tantra Nova, right? What else are we going to do?
Yeah, exactly. I would hope that you would have a special love session to celebrate. So thank you so much for sharing. All right. Well, Freddie, we are at the end of the show. Is there one final word of wisdom or nugget of truth or moment of brilliance that you would like to share with our listeners before we close?
Yeah. First, download the video that you have on your notes. And two, and maybe one, do 10 belly breaths in the morning before you start your day. Try it for 2 weeks and watch what happens when you are at work with your kids in your life, in terms of when the disconnects or the upsets or the negativity comes in, that you start to watch that before you get lost in it. There's a moment of pause where you can actually choose. You don't just buy into it and get lost in it. So, but try it for yourself. 10 belly breaths in the morning before you start your day, and then just watch what unfolds.
Beautiful. Thank you. That was awesome. All right, listeners, we adore feedback. So please let us know what you thought of today's show, or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on iTunes and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows that now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.